With news from Aspen Public Radio, I'm Molly Dove. Every 10 years, people all over the country take part in the census. It's a national headcount that decides how government resources are distributed and is responsible for bringing $13 billion of federal funding to Colorado. School districts in Pickens, Eagle, and Garfield counties received $25 million from the last census for nutrition programs and support for underprivileged students. Rachel Brenneman from the Aspen to Parachute Complete Count Committee says schools could see less money if people don't participate in this year's census.
For every person that doesn't complete the census, Colorado loses $2,300 per person per year.
The census opens March 12th. State lawmakers are considering a pair of bills that would ban plastic bags and styrofoam containers from all stores and restaurants. As Scott Franz reports, the bags would disappear by July of next year should the legislation pass.
That would leave stores with the option of offering paper bags for a fee. Lawmakers are also proposing to ban plastic straws and styrofoam takeout containers from restaurants. Conservation groups are supporting the effort, saying the bags and containers create litter and end up in landfills. But similar measures have failed to gain traction in previous years after businesses raised concerns. And lawmakers have already rejected another bill that would have struck down a state law that prevents municipalities from banning plastics. Still, more than a dozen cities around the state are ignoring that law and either banning plastic bags or charging a bag fee. I'm Scott Franz at the State Capitol.
And I'm Molly Dove, Aspen Public Radio News.